This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it? How does she do it?
Who is Zama Tendra? Zama Tendra is a 30-year-old floral designer born and bred in Pietermaritzburg. I own a tabletop decor and floral design company. I love creating beautiful floral and elegant functions. What is a typical work day like for you? My schedule differs from day to day, but I wake up, I pray, I drink warm water and say my affirmations, then I shower. If I have an event that week, Tuesdays are for flower orders, I pick them up on Thursday to condition them and prepare them. Friday, depending on the magnitude of the event, I put the flowers together. Saturday is setup day. If the event starts at 10 a.m., then I'll set up at 7. If it's a big event, like a 200 plus wedding, we do flowers on a Thursday and Friday, and we wrap up things on Friday or Saturday morning, depending on maybe like there's bouquets that need to be done, lapel flowers for the groomsmen. So that's pretty much a typical day for me. But on days where I do work related stuff like media monitoring, media liaising, and then I have breakfast and tea in between. Are you a morning person or a night owl? I am a morning person unless I'm really exhausted. There's never a time where I don't feel like waking up and doing whatever that I need to do for the day. Who would you choose to narrate your life story? Morgan Freeman or Samuel L. Jackson? Samuel L. Jackson, he would tell it like it is and include some sarcasm and a bit of profanity. Do you have a work and home persona? No, I'm an introvert by nature. I'm very reserved. I'm witty. So I love laughing and sharing jokes with my family and my peers. In the workplace, how do you handle gossip about others? If it's disparaging and damaging to the other person, I look at the person sharing it differently. So it could mean that whatever they say about others, they could also say the same about me behind my back. So I try not to engage with people like that. I mean, we all love good gossip now and again, but if it's harmful, then I don't want to engage. What reality TV show is your guilty pleasure? Any wedding-related TV show is my guilty pleasure. I love watching Say Yes to the Dress, but I also love Real Housewives of Durban and Real Housewives of Atlanta. Have you ever been fired in your life or had to fire someone? No, I have never been fired before, or I had to be in a position where I had to fire anyone. Oh, I'm very, very sensitive, so I don't think it would be easy for me to be in a position like that. It would be so scary because you never know how people are going to react to news like that. Have you ever cried at work? Yes, multiple times. Like I said, I'm very sensitive, so sometimes criticism can feel like an attack, but I'm learning to take some things with a pinch of salt and to stand my ground sometimes. And to develop a thick skin. Are you a calls or a text person? I am a text person. I get anxiety when I have to call people that I don't know. Text makes my life easier because there's also a lot of paper trail to what's being said. So it makes my life easier. So I prefer having things written down than to just have things said to me. What are some of the lessons you wish you knew before starting your own business? I wish I knew that these types of businesses, especially creative businesses, they need a lot of money, especially when you're learning about the industry. The hours behind some of the work is this long and you're on your feet for most of the time. The difficult clients who will reduce you to tears sometimes. Black people are sometimes also in the back foot of these industries. So you have to network and work 10 times more to prove yourself to clients and to your peers that work in the industry. Most embarrassing moment at work. And the most embarrassing moment, the caterer had arrived very late for a wedding that we were doing, load shedding, which wasn't my fault because some of these things were beyond my control. When the caterer arrived late, it was a service provider that was chosen by the bride and groom. So, but them just arriving late just wasn't professional. What item of clothing do you not want to see in the workplace? I'd like people to be comfortable in what they'd like to wear, but skimpy outfits are a no-no. Like in a corporate environment, dressing like you're going to the club, it's a no-no. Have you ever quit a job without having another already? No, I believe one must always have a backup plan before taking a leap of faith like that, but I have never done that before. Which celebrity would people be surprised to see that you follow on social media? I don't know, hey? There's quite a lot of them. There's quite a few, but no one like really stands out. I think maybe Skolobat does. She's the one who's out there and stuff, but I don't, like, I follow a lot of celebrities and they follow me as well, so I don't think it would surprise people maybe if they saw me following certain people. Have you ever been sexually harassed at work or witnessed harassment? I haven't been sexually harassed at work, but two incidents happened on my way to work where I was touched inappropriately, but I haven't witnessed harassment at work. How do you define success? I define success in finding joy in the things that you love. I mean, it differs for many people. Like some people, it's material. Some people, it's things that they love to do. So I define success in finding the joy in the things that you love. If you could go back in time, what would you do different, career or personal life? If I could go back in time, I would love to be a backup singer. I love listening to music. I love listening to background harmonies, how maybe the artists could have done better. They could have harmonized better. They could have had alto over there. But I also love dermatology. I love the science behind skin, how to treat skin and how to treat so you can look beautiful. What is next for Zamathenjwa? There's still a lot more that I'd like to explore within the events industry. I'd like to own my own wedding venue one day. I'd like to explore other avenues of business to create jobs and leave a lasting legacy for my future children and their children. Where do we find you on social media? You can find me on my Instagram page, table.manners_, or you can find me on Twitter at Zamathenjwa_.
Hey, hey, hey. Now you can enjoy the rest of this interview. It is available on podcast at vumafm.co.za and select podcast.
How does she do it? How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.